Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of healing. And we're going to be summarizing important principles for healing today. First of all, a person needs to be born again. The Bible says that once we are born again, we are in right standing with God. We are a new creation in Christ. We are in covenant relation with Him. Once we're in covenant relationship with the Lord, then we have a right to be healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says that we should live unto righteousness by whose stripes you were healed, indicating that it is our right, our legal right, as a Christian. Now, you can minister healing to people that are not born again, and a lot of times God will reach out and minister to them and heal them. It's kind of like a calling card as such to show the fact that He is alive and He is a healer, and then the people usually come to the Lord. This happens a lot of times overseas in great missionary campaigns where mighty miracles are done and the people receive the Lord and get born again. But basically, healing is a right that is for all Christians. It really is not for unbelievers. A second thing, it's important that you have received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is received subsequent to salvation, and Romans 8:11 says, "The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body." The Holy Spirit is involved in bringing forth healing, and the Holy Spirit dwelling in you is important because He quickens that healing power flowing through your body, praise God. And this is important that you be sure that you have the Holy Spirit within you. A third principle is being sure that you're right with God. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And this is important that we're right with Him. Remember that if we continue in sin, we're going to have negative things come against us. The Bible says, this is the guy that got healed, and Jesus found him in the temple, the guy who was at the pool of Bethesda. And in John 5:14, He said, "Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come on you." This is important to realize that if you are walking in a way of sin, you're not right with God, and you're going to have a hindrance to healing. And even if you are healed, and if you go back into walking into the ways of sin, not only what you had, but even a worse problem will come back upon you. Remember that scripture, John 5:14, "Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you." And the fourth principle that's important is knowing the work that Jesus has accomplished on the cross, His redemptive work. The fact is that healing now belongs to all believers because healing is in the redemption. Isaiah 53, verse 5, "He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed." Not only did He bear away our transgressions and our iniquities, He also took the chastisement for our peace, and He was bruised with all those stripes of sickness and disease laid upon Him in order to bring forth healing. Matthew 8:17, "Himself took our infirmities, bore our sicknesses." 1 Peter 2:24, "By whose stripes you were healed." Galatians 3:13, "We've been redeemed from the curse," and the curse included sickness and disease. Now it's all been accomplished through the redemption on the cross by the Lord Jesus Christ. A fifth principle is learning to stand on your righteousness. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And we're to live unto our righteousness, by His stripes we were healed. You need to realize that you are in right standing with God, and you are righteous before Him, and because of that, you have rights and privileges in Christ, and you stand on your righteousness. Remember, when we release faith, we believe the Word in our heart unto righteousness, our right standing, and we confess with our mouth unto salvation. A sixth area is understanding what the word salvation means. The word salvation is more than just being born again. James 5:14, where it says that if any sick is among you, let him call for the elders of the church. They anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick. Save there is from this word sozo, which is also translated save or salvation in other places. And we see that this here, it's talking about being healed, although it uses the word save, because salvation is more than just spiritual salvation. It also covers our soul realm, our will, intellect, and emotions, and it also covers our physical body in the area of physical healing. We can be healed. Salvation includes healing. Another thing is knowing the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is operative in us. In Romans 8:2, the Bible says the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Praise God, we now are free from the law of sin and death, and that would include sickness and disease. The law of the Spirit of life includes healing and health, and God wants us to learn to live in divine health. Another principle is knowing the author of sickness and disease, it is Satan. Satan's the one who went forth and smote Job with those sore boils. Satan's the one who had that woman with a spirit of infirmity bound, that Jesus loosed her from that bond on the Sabbath day. Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. What was their problem? Oppression of the devil. 1 John 3:8, he destroyed the works of the devil. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy, and sickness and disease is stealing, killing, and destroying that work in your body. God wants you to be healed. Jesus brings life, and that includes healing. It absolutely is God's will for you to be healed. That's another principle you've got to be established in. The Bible says that he wishes above all things, or prays concerning all things, literally, that we might be prosper in all things and be in health even as our soul prospers. Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Psalms 103:3, he's the one who heals us of all of our diseases. The man who was the leper who said, I know that you can heal me, but if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus said, I will be clean. Jesus went forth and he would heal all the people. It is absolutely God's will for you to be healed. You need to know that Jesus is the healer, and it works through the name of Jesus. It's the name through faith in that name that brought forth healing for that man. Another principle is knowing you have authority over sickness and disease, that you're going to speak to the sickness and disease, and you're going to command it to be removed from your body. You're going to take authority over the spirits of infirmity and cast them out of your body, and that is very important in order to drive out the spiritual source of the sickness and disease. Another principle, that the authority is released through the name of Jesus. When you speak in the name of Jesus, he comes personally present and active by the Spirit, bringing forth his healing power. Praise God. In Acts 9:34, Peter said to Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh you whole. Jesus wasn't there in person, but he was through the name of Jesus, personally present and active to bring forth the healing. Another thing is you must have faith for healing. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God specifically. Be sure that you have the Word in you on the area of healing. And then you're going to receive your faith by believing you receive a prayer of faith. And you're going to speak to the mountain and command it to be removed, applying your faith to move that sickness, disease, and those spirits of infirmity out of your body. Another thing is you need to learn to seek the Lord first. Remember, Asa sought not to the Lord. He sought the physicians, and he ended up dying. This shows you that you better put God first place, and you better seek his way and not go all these other worldly ways. If you seek the worldly ways and not the Lord, you will be making a great mistake, because God is the healer. He is the great physician. And another thing is, there's nothing wrong with doctors, but you better be sure you're watching the things that you're told to do. Sometimes things can be, you can be doing things that actually can even cause you to get worse. It happened in the Bible. The one woman was going to the physician, she spent all she had, and she got worse because she wasn't seeking God, and she didn't have the revelation that he was the healer. We want to be sure that we seek the Lord, put him first place. Again, we're not against doctors. Doctors are helping us. Doctors are on our side. They're working in what ways they can to help the physical body fend off the sickness, disease. But I'll tell you that God is the healer, and you've got to deal with it on the spiritual level in order to see people be set free. Praise God. Also, stay away from any of the occult healing type practices. And this is important. There's many occult healing type practices out there. A lot of New Age healing techniques, and they are using spiritual sources from demonic spirits and occult healing practices that are hidden that you don't realize. And you need to know what you're getting involved with, because you can be getting involved with some things that are not of the Lord, that are not going to produce good results. Another important principle is hear the Word of God and be healed. Be sure you're hearing the Word and believe on His Word. And when you're praying a prayer of faith, be sure that you are praying with thanksgiving, and you're making a prayer of faith. that's going to take hold of the promises of God. You believe that you receive. You believe you take hold of His mercy. And when you're praying, you're making a legal demand of what is due you based on your rights as you're sharing what the Word says. You repeat the Word of God of what the promise says. By His stripes you were healed. And then you take hold of that, believing you take hold of His healing mercy with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, of course, shows forth faith. And as you do that, knowing that it's a process and you hold fast your confession, then God's going to bring forth healing into you. Another thing that's important is realize that the number one negative influence in your life is the inherited problems, inherited generational curses because of the sins and the iniquities of the forefathers visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Many, many physical problems that are going on in people's lives are rooted from the inheritance line, and you have to break those inherited curses and cast out the spirits that are enforcing those problems in a person's life. Another thing is realizing that healing is a process, and you pray continually, releasing your faith until the job is done, and you cast out all the spirits continually until they're all gone. Praise God. Another thing we pointed out is the fact that there's no conflict in the area of medication with the spiritual realm. Medication works in the natural realm. The Word of God and casting out and taking authority is a spiritual activity. We know the fact that the things you do in the natural realm are not in conflict with the spiritual realm as far as just simply keeping things in balance. So there's no problem with you taking medicine, but what you do is you take hold of healing. And as you take hold of healing, you're going to see that one day you're going to be healed and you won't need that medicine. There is no conflict, and you're not denying your faith by taking medicine. That is a lie that people have perpetrated in the body of Christ. You need to act on God's word, and when you are healed, you won't need it anymore. Be sure that you learn to release your faith, and this is so important. Remember that you receive healing and release your faith through many hands, laying on of hands, anointing with oil, prayer of faith. You can have gifts of healing that can come forth. Be open for them. Special anointings that can be released through individuals that pray for you, casting out demonic spirits to drive out the root causes of the problems in your life. One thing is for sure, know that God will heal you, and as you act on the Word and do what it says, He is going to bring that to pass in your life. If you need help in receiving healing, give us a call, and we'll be glad to get together with you and minister to you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken, and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.